Martin, all set for another crack at the Ulster Championship?
Yeah, looking forward to it now. We've plenty done in the last few weeks, so it's nice territory to go into. So it's one we're looking forward to now. This Sunday, definitely. It'll be a big test, but we're all looking forward to it. The boys are eager to get going and give it our best shot.
I'm sure since you were last there in 2019, reached the final, you're itching to get back, given what has happened with them since.
Yeah, definitely. Look at you. It's very hard to get into Ulster. Obviously, the Gaelic Championship were hard won, so it's very hard to get into it. So when you do get in, you want to get back in again this year and give it a go. We missed out in 2020. Obviously, there was no Ulster in 2020, but it's lovely to be in that position now, and we're all looking forward to Sunday.
And St. Junan's obviously upset the apple cart last year, but you avenged that this year. So how has preparations gone the last few weeks? Because, what, you had 4 weeks. Was that sufficient time to get ready, or...?
Oh, it was. Look at it, this was brilliant. This last, every time we've been in Ulster before, particularly back in 19, so we had only a 2 or 3 day turnaround. So it was actually great. It was really good to get the 4 weeks. I suppose the Donegal Championship was tough in that you had 10, 11 weeks, and it was pretty much week on week up to the final. So we've got an awful lot of work done the last 4 weeks, I have to say. We've, fitness-wise, I think we've stepped up a little bit, and we're probably in better shape going into Ulster than we are going to the county final, and that we've more players back as well. We've the likes of Kieran Gallagher's back on board, and Owen McGettigan's back on board, and Alston has another 4 weeks behind him as well. So look at their three great options to have on top of what we had already. So no, we're looking forward to it now, definitely.
And I suppose really the Ulster Championship is kind of a whole new championship starting all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And look at there's no easy game, isn't it? You're up, there's nine county champions in there, so it's a proper good competition now, and they're all tough games. But look at it's a challenge. We're looking forward to this Sunday, definitely. And we'll see if we get on. We've a lot of work done in Carrigan, so we kind of know their strengths and things like that there. So it's whether we can nullify them now or not.
And tell me, what have you found out about them, or where are their strengths?
I suppose personnel-wise, they're very, very similar to ourselves in that they're a very experienced team. They've won, I think, 6 of the last 8 Antrim championships. So they're on the go. They're winning a lot of championships. They're out of the last 8 years, they're probably one of the most successful teams in Ulster in terms of how many championships they've won. They've been there a lot. They've a good mix of players. They're more than ourselves. They've a lot of experienced players that would have played county at different stages, like Justin Crozier and Kevin Boyle in defence, and James Laverty, Michael McCann, Thomas McCann. They've an awful lot of experienced players that would have played a lot of county football. And then there's some excellent young players come through there, like Pat Shivers and boys like that there that are now in the county panel. So, all in all, they probably have 10 or 12 players that would have played for Antrim at different stages. A good mix of experience and youth, and the running game is very, very strong. They're a big player, big inside player. So look at they'll cause loads of problems to the world. They're all good footballers and all tough men, so they are too. So look, it'll be a right battle to it.
The record in Ulster isn't great. They've really struggled to get over the first round, and I suppose that can work two ways. They can be really fired up on this occasion. A wounded dog or a wounded hound can sometimes be very difficult.
Yeah, look, I know they haven't won many games in Ulster, but they've been very unlucky. When you look at their last few results as well, they're more than us. They missed out in an Ulster run in 2020 as well. And like they drew with Scotstown 1 year in Ulster, Cross and Glen beat them with a couple of late scores 1 year. They've never been far away. All the games they've lost, it's always been 2 or 3 points. I think Gidor might have beaten them by 4 points. And that was one of the biggest defeats they've got. So they're never far away. And even though they haven't got a right run in it, they've been thereabouts every year. So Sunday's going to be no different for us either with them.
What's your...
None at all. No, I've never would have watched a game up there earlier on this year. We were selling tickets up there when Antrim were playing. I think it was Limerick they were playing that day up there. But no, we've never played up there as a team. We've never played up there. A few of the lads would have played quite minor games up there in the last few years, things like that there. But as a team, we've never played up there. So that'll be all new to us as well. And it's an intimidating enough venue from looking at it too. The crowd is very close to the pitch and very open behind the goal as well. So you're expecting it to be breezy up there. So it'll be a tough ground to go into.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, Ulster Championship is normally played in different weather conditions. It's nearly a different type of game as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. We would have found that, I suppose, the last time we were in Ulster as well. You're playing on a heavier pitch all the time as well, and conditions are generally tougher as well. But look, I don't think that bothers our boys too much. They're very adaptable. So the tough weather conditions, I think physically we're well ready for that kind of game as well. So hopefully it'll suit us all right.
Yeah, and tell me about the team-wise, any injuries, any knocks? You mentioned, obviously, Owen McGettigan is back, Kieran Gallagher is back, and Alton is close as well. How close are they?
Well, I suppose Alton was close for coming on the final, and that he would have had 5-6 good weeks playing him at that stage. Alton and Kieran both played that full game. We had a game there 2 weeks ago, that challenge game, and they both played that full game and done really, really well. So they're probably a little bit further down the line than Owen is, but the three of them are definitely options this weekend now, definitely. And whatever we start with, there'll be options to come in, whether they start or whether they come in, there'll be options for us. So look, we've loads of options. Even going into the final, we have 21, 22 players, and we could have used any of them.
Yeah.
So you're adding three more to that as well, and we haven't picked up any injuries. So
yeah. And how is Leo? Obviously, missed out on the final, came on all right, but wasn't fit to start. How was he?
Yeah, Leo's again. He's 3 weeks behind him since that as well. Leo missed the semi-final. He got hurt in the warm-up of the semi-final and didn't train between that and the county finals. We missed out on them 3 weeks training. So he came on in the final. He certainly wasn't 100% picking on the final, and he wasn't ready. He had no training done. But again, he is 3 weeks behind him now since that as well. He came back the week after the final as well and was straight into full training. So he's in much better shape than he was going into the final as well. So thank you. His injury is cleared up. So he's another great option to have, obviously.
Yeah. I know you're never going to look past. It's always one game at a time. But, you know, this team, I'm sure, would like to give the Ulster Championship a right good rattle.
Oh, absolutely. Look, at you're there after winning your own championship, so next step up is to give Ulster the best shot you can. And look, at it, to win an Ulster title, it's only three games, but there'll be three massive games. And that's starting with this Sunday. We have a huge test out of this Sunday. And please God, if we put in the performance we're capable of putting in, we won't be too far away come the final.